And one of the biggest news stories this year, perhaps even of the decade, was the announcement of the detection of gravitational waves. A very exciting moment.
We did a lot of running from office to office, telling our colleagues, have you seen this? You know, it's amazing. So it was pretty fantastic.
We'll have a whole new way to look at our universe, which is pretty exciting.
And we can see so cool things, like black holes colliding. It's really opening up of a new era.
But what the heck were gravitational waves? I'm sure I wasn't the only one a little confused, but luckily we're not far at all from Cambridge University's Institute of Astronomy. Chris?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I thought the microphone might be a giveaway.
Yeah.
My name is Christopher Moore, and I'm a student at the Institute of Astronomy in Cambridge, and I'm studying for my PhD, and I work on gravitational waves. So gravitational waves are typically very, very small ripples in the gravitational field, or space-time, and they travel through the universe at the speed of light. So the gravitational field is something like the sun. You can imagine the sun as being a very heavy object sitting on a rubber sheet, and the sheet bends in towards the sun, and that curvature, that bending of the sheet, is what the gravitational field really is.
Rather than thinking of gravity as a pulling force, you can think of it as a curvature of the fabric of the universe, what we call space-time. To help me out, Chris had an idea for a demo we could do to visualise this. Right, so let's give this a go. I've brought along some props. I couldn't find a rubber sheet. I found my housemate's bed sheet. I'm sure she won't mind my borrowing it. I've got a grapefruit to represent the sun. And I've got some planets here as well, some some chocolates. So here we go. So we've pulled out the sheet as tight as possible, and it's formed a straight surface.
It should be infinite, really, but we haven't got an infinite bed sheet. So a large, flat sheet.
Right. So this represents space-time.
Yes.
I'm going to dump a sun in it. Glonk. Right. The grapefruit, or sun, has pulled down the rubber sheet, or space-time, and now it's formed this sort of dip in the middle.
Yeah, so the sun, the grapefruit, is in the middle of our sheet, and the sheet is bending in towards the middle of the sun, and this represents the gravitational field of the sun.
So let's test out this gravitational field with planets. I'm going to roll all these planets along the sheet and see what happens.
That's better. We've got nearly two orbits there.
So some of our planets shot off into the abyss, but some of them did some quite nice orbital shapes around our sun and eventually went into the middle.
So the idea is if you were to roll the marble fast enough across the sheet, but not directed towards the sun, it should roll round and round the centre, being the grapefruit, round and round, and this is called an orbit.
This curvature of space-time means that planets are caught in the gravity of larger objects, and they form orbits. Our demo isn't perfect. The friction of the sheet means that our planets actually slow down and fall into the centre. Luckily for us, space is free of this friction, so our planet isn't spiralling towards a fiery inferno. So can we use this demo to visualise gravitational waves?
So in our demo, we had a large grapefruit as the sun and a very small round chocolate sweet as our planet. If instead we had two grapefruits, so two large objects, going round each other, as they moved, they'd constantly change the shape of the rubber sheet. And if you looked at this from a long, long way away, you'd see small changes in the fabric of the sheet, small changes in the space-time, rippling out from the centre of this system. And these ripples would be the gravitational waves. The systems that give off gravitational waves in large amplitude, the sorts of systems that we might be able to detect, are things like two neutron stars or two black holes in a very tight orbit. And these are not the sort of systems that are ideal to study using traditional electromagnetic telescopes. So these systems, it's much better to hunt for them using gravitational waves than it is using telescopes. So it's a completely new way of doing astronomy. So you can think of normal telescopes as being like your eyes, and gravitational wave astronomy as being like your ears. And we're trying to listen to the universe as well as look at it.